All right, so today we're really diving into some fascinating stuff. We're going to be talking about the value of sexual activity, and we've got a source here that really goes deep.
Yeah, it really does.
It seems like you want to get into more than just the basics here.
Absolutely.
So let's jump right in.
Yeah, this source defines sexual activity in a really cool way.
Okay.
It's not just about intercourse, which is interesting.
Right, so we're already kind of broadening our view.
It's way broader than people think.
It's more than you think, right?
Yes.
But the idea here is that it's actually really important for a well-rounded, healthy life.
Exactly. This source is saying this is key to being healthy and feeling good. It's not just a physical act like some people think.
Right. So we're not just talking about the mechanics or the potential risks like a lot of sources focus on.
Right.
This is like a different take on it.
This is a very positive outlook.
Yeah, and I think that's really refreshing.
It
It's
is.
like saying, hey, if you embrace this part of yourself, you can actually have a more fulfilling life.
Yeah, absolutely. And it made me think about what the source said about men and their prostates.
Oh, you mean the part about how being sexually active can actually lower your risk of prostate cancer?
Yes,
I
exactly.
don't think I've ever heard anyone say that before.
Right. And they actually explain why it happens.
Really?
Yeah, it's because of hormones, testosterone specifically.
Okay, so like how does that work? How does being sexually active affect something as specific as prostate cancer risk?
So basically, testosterone levels, which are affected by how sexually active you are, play a huge role in prostate health. They're making this connection between something people usually only think about as pleasurable
Right.
and like all these complex systems in our bodies.
Like our bodies are way more interconnected than we realize.
Exactly. And while the source does mention the other physical benefits, the ones most people know, like being in a better mood or having a lower risk of some diseases, it's this connection to everything else that's really important.
It's like this source is saying, hey, this isn't just about what happens in the bedroom. This is about your well-being. It's a bigger deal than you might think.
Absolutely. And speaking of things being connected, that leads us to what I thought was super interesting.
Okay.
The source talks about sex as communication.
Really?
Yeah, it's saying it's a powerful way to like express love and connection without even using words.
See, now that's where this gets really interesting for me. It's like we're not just talking about the physical act anymore. We're talking about something way deeper.
Exactly.
Like it's about intimacy on a whole other level.
Absolutely. Think about it like this. Imagine you have to understand the dynamics of a relationship in your own life.
Oh, okay.
Like you're prepping for a meeting where that's important. This source is giving you a whole new way to see those connections and why people do what they do.
Wow.
It's like you can suddenly understand things on a deeper level.
Yeah, like you can see all these hidden things playing out.
Exactly. And they go even further. They talk about the science behind this deeper connection, like how hormones like oxytocin play a role.
Oh, yeah, oxytocin. Everyone was always talking about that one, the cuddle hormone.
Exactly. But it's not just about feeling good. Oxytocin is super important for bonding and feeling connected to people. And the source explains how having sex triggers your brain to release it.
Interesting.
And that creates a strong feeling of intimacy and closeness between partners.
So it's like a positive feedback loop.
Right.
The more connected
Watch.
you feel, the more you want to connect, and it just keeps going.
Exactly. And that leads us to another thing that really surprised me.
What's that?
The source's take on sex during pregnancy.
Okay. Yeah, that's not something you hear discussed very often. I'm curious to hear what they say about that.
Well, they're actually pretty straightforward about it. They say that sex during pregnancy can be healthy and enjoyable for both partners.
I bet a lot of people have questions about that, though.
Oh, definitely.
Like, are there any risks?
Yeah, right. They really emphasize talking to your doctor because everyone's different.
Okay, that makes sense.
But they also get into the good things about it.
Oh, really? Like what?
They talk about how oxytocin can actually be good for the baby's development and for bonding.
So even before the baby is born, that connection is being strengthened by oxytocin.
Exactly. It shows that sex isn't just about pleasure or romance. It's something deeper. It's about our biology.
It's like this theme of connection is everywhere we look, our bodies, our minds, our relationships, and this source is saying we should embrace that connection. Really try to understand it.
Exactly. And they make a good point that to have a healthy sex life, we need to learn about it, just like anything else we want to be good at.
Which is what I love about these deep dives.
Yeah.
We're all about getting the information so we can make the best choices for ourselves.
Exactly. And that brings us to something else they talk about,
Okay.
different types of sexual activity.
Like, what do they mean by that?
You know, exploring on your own with a partner, all the different ways people experience this.
So it's like they're saying there's no right or wrong way.
Yeah, they really stress that it's about finding what works for you and your partner, what feels good and what feels right.
Which goes back to communication being so important.
Oh, absolutely. They say that being open and honest with each other about what you need and what you're comfortable with is key.
Yeah, you have to have those conversations so you can both feel good about it.
It's about creating a space where you both feel safe to explore and try new things.
It's like approaching intimacy as this journey of discovery.
I like that, yeah, it's not about reaching a destination. It's about enjoying the journey together.
And this source is giving us the tools to do that.
Exactly. Though they also acknowledge it's not always easy.
Right. Like sometimes things can be awkward or uncomfortable.
Yeah. They say there could be challenges, times when you feel insecure or doubt yourself, and that's okay. It's normal.
And I like that they're encouraging us to be curious about those feelings too, to talk about them and figure out what we can learn.
Exactly. They want us to remember that asking for help when we need it is a good thing.
It's a sign of strength.
Exactly. And it all comes back to that main idea that sex is part of a healthy life.
It's not something to be ashamed of. It's natural and it's important.
It's about recognizing that our sexuality is a part of who we are.
And when we embrace that, it can make our lives richer and more meaningful.
Exactly.
But it makes you wonder, does everyone see it that way?
Yeah. Makes you think, do we as a society really get it? Like, do we really see sexual well-being as part of a healthy life?
That's a great question. And it's really what this source is trying to get at. It's
yeah.
a bold statement to say that sex is just as important as eating right and exercising when it comes to being healthy.
It kind of makes you question everything you've been taught.
It really does. And maybe it's time we challenge those old ways of thinking.
It's like we're told to keep everything separate, our physical health, our mental health, our sex lives.
Right.
But this source is saying, no, it's all connected.
And that's what I find so interesting about this whole conversation. It's not just about giving us facts. It's about making us think.
It's about questioning things, looking at things from different angles, being open to new ideas.
And it's saying, hey, it's okay to be curious about sex. It's okay to want to learn and understand your own body.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with wanting to take care of yourself in every way.
So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We really have.
We talked about how sex can impact your physical health, like with prostate cancer.
Right. And the amazing role of oxytocin in building those intimate connections.
And how communication is key no matter what.
And we even got into the complexities of sex during pregnancy, which isn't something you hear every day.
Not at all. But you know what I hope our listeners are taking away from this? Is that there's no shame in wanting to understand their sexuality.
It's actually incredibly powerful to be in control of your own sexual well-being.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought, this journey of self-discovery and connection. It's ongoing.
It's a lifelong adventure, really.
It is, and it all starts with recognizing that your sexuality is a part of you. It's not something to be hidden or ashamed of.
It's about embracing who you are fully and completely.
And on that note, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the multifaceted value of sexual activity.
It's been a pleasure exploring this with you.